Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the week podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're in the Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. If you want to visit us on the web, doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet, it's all the same address. And that address is www.mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, I don't know where you live, but where I live, the leaves are starting to change color and starting to fall onto the ground. It's still a bit warm during the day, but at night it is getting down into the 50s and 60s. So that tells me right here that fall is coming. The days are getting shorter and daylight savings time is right around the corner. Previously, I shared with you pool closing tips because it was the end of the season, because fall was approaching. Now I think it's time to share some tips to focus on the exterior of your home to prepare for the upcoming winter. Now, I did find an article from Tom's Guide with tips on helping to prepare your home this fall. Again, you go to mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, you'll see a section about Let's Talk Insurance. Click on that. It'll bring you to our blog for today. If you happen to be listening later on, easy enough, just do the same thing, mvpinsure.us, click on Let's Talk Insurance, and it'll bring you to our blog. In the upper right of the blog, there is a search archive. Just go ahead and type in there, Fall Preparation Tips 2021, and it'll bring you to the post associated with this podcast with a link to the Tom's Guide article. Now, again, I'm only going to share a few because I do want you to read the full article from Tom's. There's a whole bunch of tips. There's like 12 or so tips to prepare your home for fall or winter. So I definitely want you to check that out. But I'm just going to share a few of them here today. The first one that we have for you is prepare outdoor furniture. Clear any leaves or debris from your outdoor furniture before storing them for the winter. Store all cushions or other fabric items either in your basement or in an area that rodents cannot access. Rodents during the winter, they're going to be looking for any sort of material they can use to insulate their nests. So what are they going to choose? They're going to choose fabric. They're going to choose stuffing, those types of items. So definitely, if you're going to be storing your cushions or fabric items from your outdoor furniture, definitely store them in your basement and in an area that is not accessible to rodents. You should probably clean all that stuff off, hose it off, let it dry completely before storing it because you don't want to get mildew and whatnot on there. If you're leaving your furniture outside, they recommend purchasing a cover to protect them during the winter, making sure that the covers are weighed down to prevent being blown away during the high winds. You know, if you could store it close to the house or close to your garage, that should help too. Get as much away from the elements as possible. But, you know, a lot of you have large pieces of furniture that you're unable to store or move. That's why they recommend purchasing furniture covers. You can get them at Amazon, Home Depot. You know, you can get something as simple as a tarp with some bricks, maybe some bungee cords that you can bungee cord around it, just to cover it, to keep it from getting covered with snow, and then also high winds. So you need to secure it to make sure that it doesn't blow away. The next tip I have for you is drain your sprinklers and faucets. If you've got underground sprinkling, make sure that all the lines are clear of water and you shut off the water feed lines to it. All right. There are landscape places around here. We didn't use our sprinkling system this year, so it should already be blown out and cleared. But the cost to blow out and winterize an underground sprinkling system around here is between $40 and $60, depending on who you get. And it's fairly inexpensive. They'll come in and take care of it for you. They'll make sure that the water lines are all turned off and that there is no water in the underground sprinkling pipes, so that you don't have to worry about freezing and cracking over the winter months. So definitely do that. The outdoor faucets, make sure they're drained of water, if at all possible. I don't know if you have access to, if you have shutoffs just for outdoor faucets. If you do, make sure that that's turned off. And then insulate it is a good idea, that you can insulate it. Now at Home Depot, you can get these insulating covers, made out of styrofoam, and have like a foam seal, and it's got a little hook with a screw, and you hook it over the faucet, and then you tighten down the screw, and that will make it flush against the home and cover that faucet for the winter. They're only a couple dollars each. If you feel that that's something that you need to do, definitely go ahead and do that. But it is recommended that you drain all the water out of your faucets if possible. Don't let them drip. I've heard that old wives' tale that, well, if you just let them drip during the winter, that's totally fine. They won't cry. No, don't do that. Make sure you shut the water completely off, and if at all possible, drain them so that there's no water in the faucet or in the line running to the faucet. Now, the third tip I have for you is empty your outdoor equipment. Drain the gas from your lawnmower and other gas-powered lawn equipment. If you can save the gas, definitely do that. You know, if you've got a siphon or something, you can siphon it off into a gas can. Most lawnmowers, they don't require any mix of oil, that the oil is separate, so that you can go ahead and use that gasoline for your snowblower. And also your lawn equipment, like your gas-powered trimmers and chainsaws and all that kind of stuff. Make sure all the gas is drained out of those items as well. They recommend that you run them until the gas is completely gone. That's usually what I do is when I'm getting ready. My lawnmower, when it's got just a little bit of gas in it, I'll just start it up and I'll just let it run until it goes dry. And then I go ahead and store it for the winter. So that's an option for you as well. I've gotten the same recommendation when it comes to my snowblower, that at the end of the snowblowing season to go ahead and just let it run dry before I store it. So definitely empty your outdoor equipment before storing, because gasoline expires. And it will definitely expire over the winter months. So definitely do that. Now, the last tip I want to share with you is clean your fireplace and wood stove. Before lighting up that fireplace or wood stove, make sure you thoroughly inspect and clean them. If you've got a brick fireplace, use a wire brush to clean the hearth and the walls to clear away any ash and soot. Obviously, sweep it all out. Make sure that's all clean. Check the chimney inside and outside to make sure there are no cracks or damage or blockages. Make sure that there are no tree limbs or anything like that down in there. Highly recommended that you spend the $100, $125 to have a chimney sweep come in and professionally clean your chimneys. They can also inspect them at that time. They're qualified to be an inspector to check the inside of the flue and the inside of the chimney for any cracks that you might not see. And then also with their equipment, they're able to scrub the inside of the chimney to get all that creosote out and anything else that may be there that could be a potential fire hazard when it comes to your wood stove or your chimney. So definitely, I definitely recommend that you have a professional come in and do that. And again, around here, it's like $100-$125 to have a chimney sweep come out and sweep your chimney and inspect it. So I do want you to, go read the full article. You go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, Let's Talk Insurance. Click on through to that, and it'll bring you to our blog. If you happen to be listening later on, that's okay. You just, in the upper right, you'll see Search Archive, and you can type in Fall Preparation Tips 2021, and it will bring you to the blog post associated with this podcast with a link to the article from Tom's Guide. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in Lake Michigan, Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is www.mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email too, you can certainly do that. Email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, again, we are from Let's Talk Insurance. My name is Matt, and I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I hope you have a good week. And I hope you go out there and do some apple picking, get yourself some apple cider donuts while you're preparing your home for the upcoming winter months. And as always, take care.